Blog Talk Radio.
This is Weird Renegade Witches Blog. Hit us up when you want some real motherfucking work done. I'm just waiting for Sandy to click in. Wait a minute, y'all. But I don't see you in. Okay. But I don't see you. Are you calling in? Y'all, technical difficulties. Are you calling in? Okay, call in again. Okay, I see you now. No, I see you now.
Okay, good.
Okay, you can hear me?
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Okay, cool, cool, cool. So,
all right.
This is Where's Minute Great Witches Vlog. It is up for you want some real motherfucking work done. So we're going to talk about big pussy or small dick ball curses, okay? So I just kind of want to turn around and piggyback of the conversation yesterday talking about fetuses. And what was very interesting, and I just want to kind of tap back into that really quickly, on the simple fact that it was something interesting that one of the callers stated just quickly as we talk about dick balls. As he said that energy of sperm and anal sex, he said it was like love and light in a way, light. And in reality, and looking at that energy really quick and just to explain, almost like the industry. And when it comes up to the energies of anal sex and how people may look at certain energies as light. And in reality, we have to be careful of that because regardless if it's man, woman, or whatever, sperm in any interaction is not considered light. It's considered a form of suctioning and pulling of energy and receiving of energy, almost vampire-ish. So we have to be careful putting a light across that energy, okay? So it was a lot of energies yesterday in addition to somebody was asking, was the person that was my co-host a troll? No, he just with that shit and he comes across a certain way and he was hitting with certain shit. So just to say all that, so Sandy, say the what's up. I don't know why you silent.
Because I'm that's not in my pay level. What you talking about? The anal
okay.
stuff. Okay. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. What are we talking about?
Okay. So we're going to start over. And wait a minute. I see there's someone on hold. So I'm going to deal with them really quick before we really get started.
Okay.
If it ever logs in.
How's somebody already on hold and we ain't even started?
I know. And the funny thing is that.
Is that Darlene on hold?
No, it's not Darlene. Let's see. We don't need any Darlene. Hey, this is Wayward. What's up? Hello? I don't know. I guess they're not saying anything. But let me wait just a minute. So, anyway, I thought about this conversation because I thought about a conversation that we had about big pussies or small big balls. And you were telling me, And I, you know, I'm going to bust out here. You are telling me you're having communications with this motherfucker. The motherfucker didn't realize his dick was small. You was telling him, your dick
was small.
You were telling the motherfucker, look, your dick's small, motherfucker. And sometimes, and this was a fucking, I don't give a fuck, it was a white boy. He went, showed you his dick like that shit was big. And then when you said, hold on, hold on. And you would say you get many dick pics of motherfuckers showing you lower size level dicks. Now, you may get the same motherfucker that turn around and said, it's not my dick, it's just your pussy being small, but pussy being big, right? So the bottom line is that a curse? What is a big pussy? What is a small dick?
I'll tell you what a big pussy is.
What is that shit? Go ahead.
What my mother used to tell me, she had an old saying, and it was a southern saying of women pussies being as big as a slop jar. Okay, a slop jar is one of them things that they used to piss in and take a shit in back in the, you know, in the old days before there was plumbing and shit. And she would say, when men's dicks are too big, they end up, you know, making a woman big down there and shit. So that's what I think of with big pussy. But also men have a tendency of saying, telling a woman, oh, your shit is too big. It's you know, it's too open and shit, as if a woman is being a hoe and taking all types of dicks and many dicks and shit. So that's what I get from that. And men have a bad habit of saying they don't want to admit that their shit is just small, but our stuff is elastic and, you know, it bounces back. It tightens up. It's regardless of how many dicks and how big they are, our shit goes right back into place, unlike an asshole. So
are you sure like an asshole? Because let's not forget, that's pussy also, right?
No, it's not. No, it's not.
But it's
let me add this. Because I talk to white gay guys. I talk to white bisexual gay guys. And never have I ever heard one of them ever refer to the asshole as a pussy. Because the thing is, they wanted a pussy, they would fuck a pussy. All right? It's an ass. And nothing else. I think black men got a bad habit of saying that shit.
So
but
that's
going to be a whole other argument, and we don't need all of them calling in and shit and trying to say something otherwise. It ain't time for that
shit.
Well,
put it this way. Who gives a fuck about an argument?
Exactly.
We have vagina pussy, then we have the dick balls, then we have gay pussy, and what you're saying is this. You're saying, no, it's niggas, gay niggas who sit around, and I'm just talking words. You're saying it's gay niggas that calls ass pussy. And you're saying that white men who are gay do not call an asshole or chitlin booty fucking pussy.
Correct.
Okay? Because the difference between that is this. At some point, from what I found out from white motherfuckers, that it loses its elasticity, and that's where the butt plugs come in. So
exactly.
The bottom line is that we're pussy because it snaps back into shape. We don't need pussy plugs.
Exactly. Which causes some resentment, I would think. That's what I believe. I think it's some resentment, which is why a lot of them don't like us. Our shit snaps back into place. So, but that's not our fucking problem. That's their.
Call back in. This is Wayward. What's up? Can you
back
hear me?
On, Sandy?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah.
Somebody hot.
Yeah, because they had me click off of you. But I see someone that's on hold. But what's weird is that the people who are calling in, they're not coming through, so they're going to have to call back.
Okay, Spirit ain't letting them come through because they on bullshit. But, somebody's real hot. Somebody's are real hot. But I don't even remember what we were talking about before I got disconnected.
Disconnected, yeah. Because you know motherfuckers who want to disconnect you because they feel that you say too much and you do too much. But the bottom line is that you brought that up about man pussy or chitlin ass or chitlin rectum, whatever you want to call it. And it's funny because I'm going to say on my part, I haven't heard white boys or white gay boys call it that.
They don't.
And that's why I said that goes in through a whole different source of energy, because literally this show is about vaginal, vagina, pussy, but then you bringing in booty, which we have black men who say that's pussy. And does that, and I don't know about that lifestyle. I just know what it is, like what is told to me. So let's start from A, okay? So you get these pictures of motherfuckers sending their dick pics, right? People get mad because you may have people like me or like you be like, that ain't big enough. Or they'll say, well, maybe no pussy loose, right?
Right.
And you had the white boy pushing his energy on you because he's cursed with a little dick, right? What's
a Capricorn
up with that?
White boy? A Capricorn white boy, because he refused to receive what I was saying. And I'm saying, because I asked him, I said, well, how big is that? And he said, 6. And I said, did you measure it? Because I always ask, did you measure that? Yeah. I said, you know that's small, right? And he was like, no, it's not. And we're going back and forth. Yeah, it is. It's small. It's not even average, because at least average is kind of, you know, 7, 8. Or at least I'm talking about for white guys, just 7 or 8. But I've seen some big ones on white guys, too. But he refused to believe what I was saying. And then they like to say if it's small, they'll like to say, but it's thick. What? You know, they're trying to say that it has a lot of width. Okay, that might make a difference, but still, if a woman was to do that, it would be this big ordeal. You know what I mean? And they also don't take into account that we can say, well, I had kids, right? Well, that doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. They still will feel a ways and make you feel a ways about your own body. And it's like, you don't understand my body. You have no idea how my body works or whatever. So how dare you put your beliefs onto me? My shit ain't big. My shit, you know what, whatever the case may be, I've never been told that my shit is big. But, you know, for men to do that to other women is really fucked up. And women take that to heart. And that's the dish, the difference.
Okay. Well, we're going to stop here because there are two people on hold right now, and I'm going to see if it'll actually work. This is Wayward.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Shawnee. I'm going to go by Shawnee. I'm calling from Virginia. I just wanted to talk about why most black men call their ass pussy. I think that comes from possibly trade or download men trying to cover it up. So I would really like to hear this from gay men. Like, why do they, especially black gay men, why they call it pussy?
Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
Shawnee, can you hear me?
Okay.
Yeah,
let me ask
I
you a real question. And don't take offense to the way I'm getting ready to say it, but why do you even care?
I'm just curious since we're talking about it. But yeah, I really don't care, but I mean, that's just a thought.
Okay.
Okay. And that'll be a good thing to understand, because I think what Shani is also saying is this. She wants to understand, why in the fuck are you guys or Negroes calling ass pussy? Where did it come from? Because there's a very interesting statement she made when she said it came from the down low. And I mean, she's right. Because I remember when all that shit was going on in the 90s with the down low, all of a sudden you had these niggas saying pussy, man pussy, and the pussy this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was even confused because, but I'm just answering you because I understand what Sandy's saying. Like, well, why do you even want to know this shit? The shit is fucked up, right? It is. But at the same time, I understand what you're saying, because you're like, okay, it'll be interesting to hear, why do you call it that? Because you're right. That is a fucking disguise. Because if you are around, say, your husband or whatever saying, yeah, pussy, but he and his friend are in code, they talk about me in front of your face.
Yeah.
True. But thank you. But I'm going to address that more. But thank you for calling in.
Yep. Thanks.
The other person hung up. So it's very interesting. So Sandy, you said to her, why do you care? Can you explain that?
The way I feel about it is, and I think we talked about this, when, you know, lifestyles were separated, you know what I mean? And the problem is that the world is so fucking politically correct. Everybody gets so fucking offended by every fucking thing that you can't say this, you can't say that. Well, actually, you can. You can say whatever the fuck you want to say, but somebody's going to get annoyed by it, which at this point, you got to really be like, I don't give a fuck. And my thing is that, look, gays can be gays, right? You can be gay, but don't bring your shit over here, right? I understand that there's, you know, down low men and all that kind of stuff. And at this point, who is down low anymore? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because the lifestyle is so hyped up, in my opinion, and forced on us that we have no choice but to be a part of it, to be, you know, involved in, even though we don't want to be fucking involved in it. And this point is, why give a fuck what they say? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think for my issue is they have a tendency to, and it's not, again, I'm just going to keep it real with, it's black men. It's not white men, or at least from my experience. So I talk to all kind of folks, and it's like they don't really make a, they don't hide what they're doing. Black men hide what they're doing, in my opinion and in my experience. So, if, you know, at this point, why should women care about what it's called? They ain't got shit to do with us. It don't.
I think,
and if you don't have enough sense to tell, if you don't have enough sense to tell what a down low man is, then that's your fault, because your gut feeling, your spirit inside will tell you something's not right with dude. But we have a tendency to ignore that as women, and we want what we want, even if it's a down-low man. So for me at this point, why fucking care what they call it? Ain't got shit to do with us, unless you make it have something to do with you. And that's the way I see it. It's like enough. That needs to be over here to the side.
Okay. What's very interesting about your stance is that's anger. Okay. And I'm glad the show went to this other energy. And the reason you're angry, because you are a woman first. That's it. And
a black
what it comes
woman.
Down, it, that's right. And what it comes mm-hmm. down to is this. There's a dynamic, and there's a dynamic because we were born and raised in San Francisco, and we know the what's up about a lot of stuff, especially the gay community. And
right.
pretty much when we didn't know shit about a down low, we just know niggas were gay. That's
exactly.
what's up. And if nigga gay, you gay. That's it. Now, in the 90s, then it became with what's that writer name and her Jamaican man and all that shit, and that brother wrote the download book. But it gave a sugar tone to men or for men to have sex with other men while in relationships with women. But it was really pertaining to black women, but it was really an agenda, because then it became this whole gay homophobic. It's not nobody tripping off no niggas being gay. But where it transitioned is that you have friends fucking each other or niggas out here fucking other motherfuckers. I remember working at fucking Pacific Bale, right? And when I worked at fucking Pacific Bale to you niggas, it went from Pacific Bale, then SBC Global, then fucking AT&T for you niggas. And so the bottom line is that I remember among our group, one of the guys was saying he living in fucking Oakland and shit. He with his fucking roommate. He said he was saying his fucking roommate was like a man's man. He said he walked up in the room because he nosy as fuck. He thought he was up in there fucking a bitch. He was in there fucking a man. And then he was like, oh, shit. And then he said, dude was like, I'm not gay. He said, I just like a little bit of man pussy sometimes. Okay. So in the 90s, it was really popping the most, and that was the trend. And then it became, well, that's a down low brother. No, you're giving a sugar sweet something to some motherfuckers that it may be some extended issues. I don't know, but it's sugarcoating it. No, nigga, you gay and you're fucking an ass. But they hide
yeah.
it by saying, well, this is a man pussy. This is I heard that shit all up in the fucking 90s. I heard the cold. Shit, my ex-boyfriend was fucking getting down and he was lying. You see what I mean? And then
uh-huh.
and then they'll sit up and fuck that pussy and then come fuck your pussy, but act like it's a difference in the energy. And then the ass kicker is you may get the gay boy that say, I only fuck man pussy. And then down your pussy, okay, that pushes out an energy. So we got to start way back. Shit, niggas been gay for a minute. As I talked a lot of times on YouTube, it started way back in slavery. Then you get some gay men, black men, who study African energies and say that it started way back in Africa. And then, but within the study, they'll also intertwine Romanesque and Greek energy, especially the colonization, and then start to talk about the spreading of sperm and all of that shit. So I think I understand your anger because you're insulted as a woman, and you say as a black woman, but then to hear this shit from brothers, who name an organ and shits out collard greens and corn.
Oh.
Call that a pussy. Bitch. And say, that's pussy. But they got a problem. If a blood clot comes out your pussy and urine and say, I ain't fucking with that, but I'm going to fuck with this. The chitlins and shit come about that shit. They'll lick it, they'll suck it. They'll suck the shit out of it, they'll fuck it, they'll drain it, and say that it gets wet. That's your energy. So, cool, brothers, call in. Cool, maybe this is another show to break it down, to give understanding, because there are black women out here who are fucking insulted that you're calling an ass a pussy.
man, let alone empathy. Because
well,
then,
also...
in a way, it takes shit out of divine order. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I wanted to, like, really understand where you were coming from with that shit.
Well,
I feel your anger. Go ahead.
It goes into them wanting to change everything about a woman and erasing a woman. And, you know, because I think I talked to you about how, you know, they don't want women, they don't want to refer to pads as pads anymore and shit, because it goes all into the transgender stuff. And it's like, enough is enough, okay? It's an ass. And when it starts with this man pussy shit, this it leads into all other nonsense. And it's like, come on, we don't have time for this. You know what I mean? We don't have time for this. It's not a pussy. It's an ass. It's an asshole. It's shit. It's shit. It's not a pussy. Babies come out of pussies. Ain't shit coming out of an ass except for shit and some blood.
What? Very interesting what you're saying is this, because then you tied in the transgendered community. And it's hard speaking about the community because one gets attacked and then you're considered transphobic, right? But the bottom
right,
line is that, but why should we be afraid to speak on it? Nah, because the bottom line is this. If we're talking about big pussies or small dick balls, then if they're calling their asses pussies, but then they got dick balls, then do you have a big pussy? I'm talking about that's the trans community, which that's their ass. Then
mm-hmm.
you have the other energies where they get the reconstructive surgery and now they have a vagina, okay? Then they argue with the biological woman. Because they say, no, this is real. This is my vagina. It gets wet. It does everything like a real vagina. And somebody in the comments took offense because I said, now I'll have to retrain my son to decipher, I said, a fake pussy and a real pussy. And transgendered people or the trans community were upset. Fuck it. Fuck you with it. Because the bottom line is just that I have the right to say, hey, I have
exactly.
to teach my son. Because if my sons are seeing this pretty person, beautiful, look like a woman, they get with them, they have the surgery, and they have a vagina. But the person may not can have children or something is not right, or they got to go through a process. Why is that wrong for me to say, hey, I think you better watch this to make sure this? Because in reality, and I don't give a fuck, no, your pussy is orchestrated. It is constructed.
Manufactured.
I was born with a fucking pussy.
And will men say their pussies are too big?
Say the manufactured pussies are too big? Because that shit ain't snapping back into place because it's manufactured. Parts made in China. Where the fuck they get them stolen parts from?
Oh, shit.
I'm just saying. Are you going to say that shit is too big?
Well, the funny thing about it is this, and you make a great point, because if it's constructed, right,
uh-huh.
and we get men who just fuck. They don't trip. They don't watch. They just fuck because they're men. And women, we have hormones. And our body, again, it contracts and then it tightens and it does various tricks. And you have to understand
right.
that's a spell and that's an energy with, and that's a frequency within itself. That our bodies can change, it can move, it can do various things. It can push out a big-ass head. It can bleed
yeah.
and stop bleeding. We don't die. It does everything.
Right.
It gets wet. It gets dry. It does all
it
of
can,
that. But the,
it can
but
grab
the question
that dick when
is,
it's up in there.
And then my question is this. If the pussy is constructed,
mm-hmm.
are you really going to lead me and make me believe that it's exactly like a real vagina? And I don't care if people can call in. It's no big deal. Are
mm-hmm.
you going to lead me and make me believe that shit right there is just like a woman's real vagina? And you made a great point. If that vagina, I'm going to say, gets out of shape, are you going to say that's loose pussy?
You know what we should also talk about with this loose pussy and shit and the manufactured ones and the real ones? And I know people are going to be offended by that, but I don't really give a fuck. Men have a tendency, and I'm talking about when they're having sex with biological women. And I shouldn't even have to fucking say all that. But anyway, men have a tendency, especially ones with big dicks, and I haven't had a big dick. I've only had like 9. But when they have sex, they like to do a lot of banging. I've heard. And which also will kind of do some damage to a woman's pussy. And they like to kind of like stretch it out or wear it out and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit is intentional, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother used to tell me when I was, you know, of a certain age, she would say, you know, you have to be careful if a man is too large, because he will try to do some damage, and then, you know, she got made up some shit. You can get cancer and shit. And
oh,
I'm like,
shit.
Huh? You know, anything that deters from having fucking sex. But she would say shit like that. Men will try to, you know, they can damage your body. They won't take care, you know, and they're just like kind of like ramming it. That can also wear you out. You know what I mean? And in that case, that's kind of a spell, because why are you doing that? That's unnecessary.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's totally unnecessary. You're in a way, it's kind of like abusing our bodies. And I would
mm-hmm.
never let anybody do that to me, but I think that's something that needs to be looked at, is how men, you know, handle our bodies when they're up in us. And stretching shit out, and they think that they are stretching shit out, and they have a bad habit of saying, "I'm touching your no, you're not in my stomach." They have a bad habit of saying that shit, and it's like, "Are you trying to do damage to my body? What's going on?"
You know, but not to interrupt you, because you're saying something very interesting, because I went through that process too, especially having sex and a man having a larger penis. Now, it's very interesting. You said stretch, bang, and that's all a spell. But let's really look at it. Where did they really get it from? Because I don't know, but I don't believe that black men naturally come across as trying to bang pussy. I believe that's something that was taught, and I believe it was taught from white men, because white men, what I peep, tend to bang. And it's alert behavior. You got to think about this. White bitches, Mexican bitches, Asian bitches, they go fuck with our men. They fuck with our men because in some sort, our men be with that shit. And they don't be into like trying to bang like that. But white boys, if you look at, especially in porn, they
mm-hmm.
got that shit real bad. And now porn has basically evolved into this whole energy of S&M type of energy, where it's banging the pussy, it's stretching the pussy, it's turning it inside out, they pumping the pussy, it's cream pussy, it's that pussy. God damn. Okay? And literally, we have young, impressionable black boys looking at that shit, emulating that energy. I had that a lot. Well, I've seen this in a movie. Okay? And then it's a philosophy, if you bang on it, it'll make her holler, or it'll make her want you more, or you fucking. And the maybe what it is that these niggas don't know how to fuck because they too busy thinking if I bang that pussy, I'm doing something. Because literally,
well,
you can bang a woman, and women's bodies are different. Some women have even a high cervix. Some of them have a low cervix. And
mm-hmm.
some women who have low cervix and the men who have length can hit the cervix and cause problems within that woman.
Yeah.
Okay? Or the woman isn't wet all the way. They'll force it in. And not only fuck up her vagina, but tear it. Okay? Which you're right. That is a spell. And I'm going to tell you what spell it is. It disrespects your vagina because what happens is this. If a male comes to your vagina and disrespect it and you don't respect it, they'll say, hold on, uh-uh. Do you know that can actually, it rolls, how can I say, it's like a domino effect. You end
mm-hmm.
up with niggas just disrespecting not only your vagina, but you, period.
That's, well, you know, I only had sex with one black man. But he treated my body respectfully. Now, I've had sex with white guys. And
mm-hmm.
for the most part, the ones that I have had sex with, they never banged. Although one,
mm-hmm.
he tried to do something, and I'm like, nah, this hurts, I gotta go. But, and I've had some with Latins, and
mm-hmm.
Latins don't do all of that either. But I think, like, with some, more the white, I think because of the fact that they may not have, you know, enough dick that they overcompensate. And they think, you know,
mm-hmm.
that the little dick, me banging, it'll go up in there, you know, deeper. And that's not the case. No, it's little. And you banging is just aggravating me and I'm going to hurt you. So I think they do that to overcompensate with what they don't have, whether it's not enough or it's not, you know, thick enough. And they overcompensate by doing that. And it's really more about them and not about us. But they put that energy on us and where we think something's wrong with us, but it's really them.
I remember in high school, and I went to Badass McAteer. I don't give a fuck. I went to Badass McAteer, and I heard shit even when I was in junior high. And guys would say, yeah, I did it to this bitch, and her pussy was loose, right? And I always wondered, if you're in high school and you're fucking a teenage girl, you're a teenage boy, right? This is, and I'm just being real, no pedophilia.
Mm-hmm.
This is shit that was going on in high school. Then how would her pussy be loose? You like, well, bitch, what are you talking about? No, really. If I heard it in junior high, boys would say, yeah, I fucked this bitch. And she's 13, 14, 12.
God damn.
Mm-hmm. That was the what's up. Fucking in junior high. And boys would say, her pussy loose. How in the fucking junior high? First, why are you fucking? What the fuck is going on? Was there grown men fucking you? Were you sexually assaulted? What the fuck is going on? And then why would that teenage boy say, your pussy loose? Now let's go into high school. I would hear that shit day in and day out. It made me feel self-conscious because I was like, oh, I don't want my pussy loose, you know, because
mm-hmm.
niggas will go chop you up. I remember my ex-friend, when she was going to school, and you know you always had that supposed hoe of the school, and niggas
yeah.
would go fuck her and say, her pussy loose. Then, nigga, why you fucking her? If the first nigga said the pussy was loose, then you go fuck her, her pussy loose. But what is loose pussy? What is it? Because you
they
don't
even know.
I don't
mm-hmm.
think they do, because I remember it was this chick that my ex-friend was telling me that niggas would talk about her pussy all the time, talk about it was loose. Then, once she graduated from high school, that same nigga that would talk behind her back and she showed me, he married her. So her pussy was loose. So how you married this chick? And you said she was a hoe. I'm talking about labels. I'm talking about spells. Good girls out here starting from junior high through high school, men, a lot of times it's black men who does this. Her pussy loose, her pussy stink, her pussy this, her pussy that, her pussy, her pussy. I don't give a fuck. And I love my black men, but black men clown on black women's pussies a lot. And I've been seeing this shit all my fucking life.
And I wonder,
and that's why I make that point to say that same nigga that was back in high school chopping that girl up, saying she's a hoe, her pussy loose, it's dry, it's stank. Next thing you know, after high school, you marry her and have children by her.
So then maybe that's the spell that he put on her. If he's going through, if he's in high school and he's saying, or any guy, if they're saying, oh, her shit loose, her shit that, her shit this, right? Makes no other guy want to fuck with her. But he secretly want her and don't want anybody to want her but him.
Mm.
So, of course, you're going to put that out and say, oh, she's this, she's that. Because at that age, what do you know about what the fuck is loose? And I'm going to go back to it again because while you were talking, it made me think. When I have had bouts of not having sex, I told you I lost my virginity when I was a grown-ass woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I would have sex, my, you know, of course it gets loose, not loose, but, you know, till you have sex, right? But immediately our shit tightens right back up. And if mm-hmm. we don't have sex within, say, in a couple of weeks or whatever, or months, our shit is tight because when we have sex, this shit hurts a little bit, right? So that means this shit tightens right back up. So for a man to go holler, unless she's fucking every day, you know what I mean? Okay, I can see maybe they're saying it's a little, you know, a little loose, but she's fucking every day. But if a woman is not fucking every day, her shit goes right back into place, right? So if a man is saying, oh, she's this, she's that, what is your real agenda? You don't want any other man to fuck with her because you want her to yourself.
So you put a whole
spell on that woman so nobody else will fucking want her.
And you're right, because on the simple fact is this. You threw out some energy on her. Now everybody thinks this opinion of her. That's on the same mm-hmm. line of maybe you couldn't really get with the chick and you said her pussy stank. You see what I mean? And you see that's a curse. Wait a minute, that's a spell that turns into a curse. Because do you know, after I seen that female that end up marrying that dude, I didn't even go to school with this chick. I said, oh, isn't she a hoe? Isn't her pussy loose?
Oh.
You see how that stuck in my head? And I didn't even go to school with this bitch. I just knew her from my ex-friend who told me about her. So every time I see this chick and I would see her around San Francisco, I'm like, oh, she a hoe. I don't know if she a hoe. I'm not in her pussy. But that's a curse. That's a spell. I'm going to pick this for a moment. We got bitches walking around here doing yoni, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fad. It's a trend to do these yoni eggs because there's a belief that it helps with pregnancy, tighten up the vagina. The bottom line is that we have black women running around here putting crystals up in their vaginas. Some of them are even fake crystals. Fake stones.
Oh, shit.
And that generates a certain spell and vibrations and frequencies, and they don't even get it. But they want to tie it back into Africa because they believe this happened, and mainly Egypt. But in reality, if you really look at it, there really isn't any evidence. In my research, I didn't see a such thing. But what I did see is this. I seen shit after pregnancy. It's on the same lines as you know, after pregnancy, if you have that homegrown grandmother or elders who say, okay, mm-hmm. you take the wrap and you put it around your belly to tighten it, or you put on the girdle to tighten everything back.
Yeah.
But in the energies, and I'm just talking about African first, and even in Native American cultures, you do take you could take a stone or a rock, but it's a specific time and it is blessed, and you put it in there after the woman has the baby to tighten and reshift the body to get the woman balanced again. Not to tighten up pussy, just to tighten up pussy. Not to sit up and make her pregnant. That is colonization beliefs. We're understanding shit through colonization. But what I'm saying is that we're running around here not clearly understanding what it's for. But we learn behaviors from people who tell us shit. But we really don't look at the dynamics, because a lot of black people don't understand that a lot of these crystals and stones are fake. And they're creating these yoni eggs that are made out of fiberglass and other shit, and you put stuff in that shit up your vagina, and you're saying, oh, it's tightening it up, and I'm getting spiritual care, but you can't tell a fake from a real, okay? And the bottom line is that wasn't its authentic and organic move or pull. It was only supposed to tighten up after pregnancy, not literally make this whole subculture of yoni. And the name is so annoying, but of course we're ignorant and we don't know. And if you battle against it, they'll say you wrong, you're stupid, you're uneducated, you don't know anything. I'm going to show up at your house and let you know the what's up, right? But the bottom line is that that's what all that was created for, not for what's going on now and to monopolize on our bodies. And in reality, the old way, the old custom here in America was to just put some vinegar up in there and call it a day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Or sit in, I forgot what the old people used to say, sit in the tub full of Epsom salt or some shit. I don't remember.
Yes, Epsom salt. Okay, and even with your diet, what you eat, what you drink, ginger can also tighten shit up. You have to take care of your vagina like you take care of everything else on your body.
Yeah,
you get
that's
some
true.
Women whose lips stretch and all that. That's a whole other dynamic. That's damage.
They look like meat curtains.
Or chicken. What's it? The chicken gobbles?
Oh, my God.
Because that's what it looked like to me, the gobble. You know what I'm talking about. That's why they've created this whole plastic surgery, pussy plastic surgery. But in reality, the gag is on you. In reality, that was just a ploy, because we do have the energy of the trans world who's getting the reconstructive surgery. So they let it in. Talk about, okay, women, you can basically perk up your vagina, your vulvas, and so on, and we can cut off that extra skin that's there, okay? And some women get it, but you kind of have to start to connect the dots and the energy.
You know, but that also made me think of that I've heard black men say foul shit online, and people comments and stuff. They talk about the color of black women's vaginas.
Mm.
It looking burnt like fire and shit. What's that about? Compared to a white one or another.
You know what? You're right. Because I've heard that too. I've heard black men say that white women got pretty pussies. I've heard black guys who've done it to Latinas and shit like that, and then talk about black women having odor, and then say that we have discoloration. Why do our vaginas are discolored like that? But it's funny you said fire.
Mm-hmm.
That means if you say fire, that matches the energies that talks about in Revelation of fire. That means life. That means preservation. That means growth. That means energy. That means our pussy is fire. It's spell. It's work. It's energy. It's vibration. And it's God. It's Christ. So I'm going to break down what it is because you said what you said. And it brings me back to the explanation of Revelation or the explanation of God.
Mm-hmm.
To fire and the energy. But wait a minute. What that connects back into is black women's vagina is God. It's Christ.
Yeah.
So when you compare the coloration and the melanin, it's life. When there's color, when there's oxygen, carbon, all that, it's life. It's not dead. It's not salmonella pussy, bitch. It's life pussy. And when I mean salmonella, I'm talking about chicken wings and all that that's discolored. Shit. Salmonella pussy. No, we don't got salmonella pussy. That's Christ pussy. Shit.
It's not manufactured.
It's 2 minutes. No, it's 1 minute and so. Go ahead.
It's not manufactured. Not made in China. Not made with USA parts.
Oh,
it's real. And what? It is. And some is better than others. There's designer pussy, there's unseasoned pussy, and there's seasoned pussy. And then there's novelty pussy. But that's probably a whole nother conversation. Because you got young bitches out here thinking they got the shit.
Is novelty pussy. Huh.
That's what's going on right now is novelty pussy. Because they pushing all these whores.
Oh, Megan Thee Stallion and Kylie Jenner and Cardi B with all that bullshit.
Novelty pussy.
That's true.
But that's a whole nother conversation.
That is another conversation. Because that song that came out, WAP, that's your niggas banging on pussy. That's your niggas banging on pussy.
Yeah,
that's that energy. Because if you have Megan Thee Stallion whopping and shit, nah, nigga, that means you're going to come bang on pussy. I mean, for real.
Yeah.
So this is Where Renegade Witches Blog Hit is up when you want some real motherfucking work done. Sandy, do you have any last words?
No, I don't have no last words. I mean, I'll always have some last words, but I don't have none right now.
Okay.
I love you, Wayward. You just shit. I fuck with you.
Thank you.
You're great. You take me back to when you made your dyslexia video. I had to rewatch that shit the other day, and I just got to say, I love you guys.
No problem.
Thank you.
And you guys have a great day. Fuck up these novelty bitches up. More power.
Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay.
I think we're fairly tame today.
I think so too.
Probably because it's early in the fucking morning, and you know I don't like getting up in the fucking early in the morning and shit. Because
okay.
I'm like, 9 a.m., goddamn. My voice is all deep and shit. 9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Whatever. I'm sure the feedback will be quite interesting.